to me, I guess one of the greatest things about St Mary's School, that it's been going for 100 years, still here, it's going strongly and will keep going strongly. And we've got a lot to be thankful for. The Presentation Sisters, I guess, who started the school in 1912. Three Presentation Sisters came down from Windsor on a train and arrived in Dandenong in an afternoon on, I think, February the 12th. 1912, and built the school up from then. So I guess, again, I'm just lucky to be here because of what's come before me.
And then the other story that was told often amongst not only my mother, others of that age group, was about their rival, the Irish Sisters. These young women came into the classroom and were part of the story of the early days.
There was one sister, Magnice, and she was pretty fiery. If you got out of line with her, she'd lay the shillelagh onto you a bit. There was another one, Sister Leo, a very nice teacher. She could hit you with the strap, but she was a good teacher. And then there was Mother Dominic. She was a good person. They had to wear the shillelagh a bit to keep them under. She got 30 or 40 kids in each grade and two grades. Oh, there's others there used to get under their skin a bit too, but Mother Dominic, she was a principal. She was good teacher, you know. There was no playing around, Mother. And there was another one there, Mother Philomena, and she was getting quite old, Mother Philomena. And she'd sit there on a rostrum out in front of the class, and she'd go off to sleep sitting on the rostrum. You know, and the kids would play up a bit then when she, yeah.
My dad was one of the first pupils, and he had a very affectionate feeling about St Mary's School, and he used to tell typical boy stories, but I knew all the time that he really, his school life was a good school life, one of fun and learning. And he, along with some of the other locals who remained in Dandenong all their life, were there when the sisters arrived and were throwing stones from the roof. But he was quite proud of the fact that they were naughty boys. He was seven, and probably some of the others were a bit older too, and then they'd been to school. And they'd most of them been out on the farm and helping around with their older brothers and sisters and so on.
Yeah, we used to roam through the bush then, as we called bush. We used to walk in from Carlton Road through the paddock to Cleland Street, which was only a bog hole street at the time, to St Mary's School. There was a few lived on small farms out that area, but quite a few of them had gone to the Dandenong East State School, you know, where we were always mates with them. And then when we give up walking through the paddocks, we used to walk along Stud Road, and we'd meet them down at the corner of Stud Road and Carlton Road, and we'd all walk into the school. They'd go to their school, and we just keep on going round to St Mary's. At 9 o'clock, the bell used to ring, and you used to have to line up before you went in. An old chap by the name of Logan, he had an orange tree, and it used to hang over into the schoolyard. And every time at lunchtime when it came, he'd come and hang out over the gate to keep it away from his oranges. Yes, one thing that always stands out in my mind. It was quite a high school, and we got there in the morning. We'd get there, if there was football, we'd kick the football and that. And when I got there, the kids were kicking the football over the roof of the school. So what did Jack do? He gets the football and he reckoned he could kick it over the school, but the first kick he had, through the window, the football went. So I was in the bad books again.